This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez in Abuja, Nigeria, the capital of the country. Nigeria has about 160 million people, the majority in rural areas. The World Health Organization reports there are only 26,000 doctors in the country. But telemedicine, using broadband technologies to allow doctors to see patients via cameras, is a step toward improving the situation. Here at the National Hospital in Abuja, doctors like Patience Ahmed, who heads up clinical services here, says that relatively simple technologies have a big impact.
For example, in Nigeria, we have a very large rural community where medical expertise is limited and mainly to the urban cities. And one has to be able to reach the majority of the population. And the only way to reach the majority of the population with the very few skilled manpowers, you need telemedicine so that you are able to provide the best to all at the same time. So it's a very important technology and it's very welcome.
Intel Chairman Craig Barrett toured the National Hospital as part of the company's involvement in a telemedicine project. The morning press conference included participation with Nigeria's health officials as well as a demonstration of the telemedicine concept.
What we are able to demonstrate, I think, is real live technology which can impact the lives of people today. It's not talk, it's not hypothetical, it's not futuristic. It's real-time capability today. It's technology that is available, and well, we're here and very happy to be in Nigeria working with other people here in Nigeria who are also interested in helping people and bringing technology to their lives.
Dr. Obiadun Olasesi, a surgeon and director of the telemedicine project, conducted the demo for a room full of African reporters.
You could see just the detail of the folds of the cartilages of the pinna on the right. Dan is holding the general assumption camera close to the eyes, and then you could actually see details of the cornea, the conjunctiva. In fact, here, the details of the vasculature of the conjunctiva. It's quite amazing that you could see that over a distance of 300 kilometers, and telemedicine could offer more. Now, that's a close up again, still using the general examination camera, this time on the skin. And you can see details down to the folds that ordinarily are not visible to the naked eye.
Olasesi says the equipment to run the project isn't an issue. The cameras and laptops work. The real hurdle will be implementation.
The problem is with the connectivity. You know, we're going to need to work on the connectivity, especially, you know, this is a new technology in Nigeria. Presently, we do not have means of costing. Presently, this is like donated. You know, at a point, two hospitals are going to sit up and say, okay, if I have to pay X amount of money to the satellite company to get the images across, what exactly, who is going to be billed? You understand? How do we cost the telemedicine into? Majority of this patient we're talking about is more like a national hospital providing a kind of a charity consult. At the point, I have, as a point guy here, been moving around, calling my colleagues, sensitizing them, and they have been asking me questions like, okay, now, I have my normal schedule for the day, you know, and then you calling me in to come and see another patient over this system. How am I going to get reimbursed? So that issue has not been addressed, but we're going to address it as the time comes.
Later in the day, Barrett arrives at a middle school in the Jabi district of Abuja for an afternoon of festivities watching musicians and dancers performing native dances from around the country.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, please come with me as we invite Dr. Craig Barrett to take the center stage.
As I look out across the lawn here, I am really looking, I think, at the future of Nigeria, the young students that are sitting over here at the white blouses and the blue pants. They are not only the future of Nigeria, they represent the future of the world. And the most important thing that any government can do or any corporation can participate in is, in fact, facilitating the education of these young people to reach their fullest potential.
After a press conference from inside one of the classrooms at the school in Jabi, I spoke with Osawa Ibufuro, whose company Sinforis has developed educational software, and it represents the beginning of partnerships from within Nigeria to address the country's educational challenges.
I'm a Nigerian. I'm from the Niger Delta part of this country. And my company, these products that we have done so far, they're all geared towards the development of education.
Tell me how you got the idea to develop these educational products.
We looked at the challenges we had in the country, and we discovered that the educational system of this country is actually, you know, going down and down, you know, the ladder as the years go by. And we discovered that one of the key things that is leading to that is because students no longer, you know, sit down to study anymore. They engage themselves in every other thing but to study. And they've now, you know, taken the option of malpractice. So they cheat, they can pay their way through to pass their exams and do all of that. So when we saw that, we felt one way to handle the situation and then increase or improve the standard of education in the country was actually to come up with educational-based softwares that will be able to combat exam malpractice.
If you look at India and how software development has helped that country begin a revolution, it hasn't affected everyone in the country, it's a big country, but it has started a revolution, has started a transformation. Can software development do the same thing in Nigeria?
Definitely, and that's what we've been actually telling everyone. Software development can actually lead to the revolution that they are also having in India, Malaysia, and other countries. We believe that once people get into software development, they're actually creating an enterprise for themselves. And you know, the cost of actually engaging in software development is not as huge or capital intensive as it would be for any other enterprise. All you need is just a computer, and then the rest of them actually come from your head. And you can actually make world-class softwares that any other person can, you know, go for. Like when we started, we were just very few that started the project. But today, you know, 3 years down the line, you know, we are over 20, and we are all employed by this company. And so, what have we been able to do? We've been able to create an enterprise that is self-sustaining and regenerating, so we can employ more and more people as we also get more and more jobs, you know, come to us. So software development is one sure way that can actually bring about, you know, sustainable development in this country.
And you come from Port Harcourt, that's the oil capital of Nigeria.
Yeah, we come from Port Harcourt, the Niger Delta, that is actually in chaos, you know, lately. But what we have also looked at is actually telling people not to pay so much attention on oil, okay? America has oil, but it is technological driven, okay? There are some other people, you know, even Russia has oil, but you know, Russia will be talking about technology as well. So we too, with our oil side by side, we can diversify our economy, not just, you know, relying so much on oil. We can also go into other ventures like software development and so on and so forth, so that more people will have jobs, and then youths will not just, you know, think that oil is the only thing they can feed on. We can actually go into other things and then develop the economy of this nation.
Okay. Osawa, thank you so much for your time and for your comments.
Thank you very much.
For PodTech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in Abuja, Nigeria.